Es para el último momento. 91-133-5832.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses. Look, no excuses.
Hello, welcome to Vaughan Radio, welcome to Radio Bogan, welcome to No Excuses. This is Fitz, a very good morning to you. Let's start today with some simple exercises that you've done with me many times before, changing from singular to plural, and later from plural to singular. Now you might say, but this is easy. Well, let's see. Let's see. Can you do it? Not do you know it, but can you do it? A cat is an animal. A cat is an animal. Cats are animals, not animals. 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 Cats are animals. A tomato or a tomato is a fruit. Now, there's a debate about this, apparently, in the world of biology and plant experts. But apparently a tomato or a tomato is a fruit. Tomatoes are fruit, or tomatoes are fruits, because that word can be countable and uncountable. Now, for me, it's uncountable how much fruit can you eat. But many people, many Americans, for example, will say fruits. Both are right. Both are right. A student is not always good. A student is not always good. Students are not always good. Students are not always good. A chair is made of wood. A chair is made of wood. Chairs are made of wood. 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 Chairs are made of wood. This word, wood, madera, is pronounced exactly the same as W-O-U-L-D. Wood. Yes. Not wood, not good. Wood. Wood. A pencil is like a pen. Pencil, not pencil. 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 A pencil is like a pen. A pencil is like a pen. A fish can swim. A fish can swim. Fish can swim. Fish can swim. This is an irregular plural. You will see written from time to time fishes, but it is very unusual. If you read the Bible, you will read about the miracle of the loaves and fishes. A cow gives milk. A cow gives milk. Cows give milk. Cows give milk. An airport is a busy place. An airport is a busy place. Airports are busy places. Airports are busy places. A garden has a tree. A garden has a tree. Gardens have trees. Gardens have trees. We drink tea out of a cup. We drink tea out of a cup. We drink tea out of cups. We drink tea out of cups. An apple grows on a tree. An apple grows on a tree. Apples grow on trees. Apples grow on trees. A girl likes a sweet. A girl likes a sweet. Girls like sweets. Girls like sweets. A teacher is a man or a woman. A teacher is a man or a woman. Teachers are men or women. Teachers are men or women. A fly is an insect. Insect. A fly is an insect. Flies are insects. Flies are insects. A dog hates a cat. A dog hates a cat. Dogs hate cats. Dogs hate cats. A chicken is a bird. A chicken is a bird. Chickens are birds. Chickens are birds. A cat eats meat. A cat eats meat. Cats eat meat. Cats eat meat. Now, the next one is complicated, so be careful. We can make a cake with flour, milk, and an egg. We can make a cake with flour, milk, and an egg. We can make cakes with flour, milk, and eggs. Flour is uncountable, milk is uncountable, eggs are countable. We can make a cake with flour, milk and an egg. We can make cakes with flour, milk and eggs. We fill our pen with ink. We fill our pen with ink. We fill our pens with ink. Ink with a strong K. We fill our pens with ink. A writer writes a book. A writer writes a book. Writers write books. Writers write books. A writer can also be an author. You wouldn't call a journalist an author unless he or she writes books. So authors write books. Playwrights write plays. Songwriters write songs. Now, here we go from plural into singular. I give you the plural, you give me the singular. Here we go. Horses are animals. Horses are animals. A horse is an animal. A horse is an animal. What do you call a male adult horse? A male adult horse is a stallion. S-T-A-L-L-I-O-N. A stallion. A stallion. What do you call a female adult horse? A female adult horse. A female adult horse is a mare. M-A-R-E. Mare. Mare. And what do you call a baby horse? A baby horse. Two ways of saying it. One, a foal, F-O-A-L, which is also the verb used when the male gives birth. She foals. Not folds, foals, F-O-A-L. Or also a colt is the other word used when it's a male. When it's a male baby horse. Novels are books. Novels are books. A novel is a book. A novel is a book. Boots are kinds of shoes. Boots are kinds of shoes. A boot is a kind of shoe. A boot is a kind of shoe. Watches are small clocks. Watches are small clocks. A watch is a small clock. A watch is a small clock. Tables are pieces of furniture. Tables are pieces of furniture. A table is a piece of furniture. A table is a piece of furniture. Roses are beautiful flowers. Roses are beautiful flowers. A rose is a beautiful flower. A rose is a beautiful flower. Careful with the next one. Pay close attention. Frenchmen are Europeans. Frenchmen are Europeans. A Frenchman is a European, not an European. A Frenchman is a European. Children are not always good. Children are not always good. A child is not always good. A child with a strong D. A child is not always good. There are always tables in dining rooms. There are always tables in dining rooms. There is always a table in a dining room. There is always a table in a dining room. Hungry boys eat large dinners. Hungry boys eat large dinners. A hungry boy eats a large dinner. A hungry boy eats a large dinner. Soldiers are brave men and women. Soldiers are brave men and women. A soldier is a brave man or a woman. A soldier is a brave man or a woman. Coats have collars. The collar is the top part of the coat that's folded over, or the shirt. Coats have collars. A coat has a collar. A coat has a collar. C-O-L-L-A-R. Nouns are words. Nouns are words. A noun is a word. A noun is a word. Houses have roofs. Houses have roofs. A house has a roof. A house has a roof. Oranges are good to eat. Oranges are good to eat. An orange is good to eat. An orange is good to eat. Classrooms have blackboards, or whiteboards these days. Classrooms have blackboards. A class has a blackboard. A class has a blackboard. What do you use to write on the blackboard? Tiza. How do you say tiza in English? Chalk. Chalk. Dogs are good friends to men. Now, when we say men here, we mean humankind. Dogs are good friends to men. A dog is a good friend to a man. Or if you want me to be politically correct, a dog is a good friend to a man or a woman. A dog is a good friend to a man or a woman. Cities are big towns. Cities are big towns. A city is a big town. A city is a big town. Schools are large buildings. Schools are large buildings. A school is a large building. A school is a large building. All right, let's get you going here with some questions from the question mix from English O'Clock. And you might say, what's the point of the question mix? Well, the first point is, do you understand the question? Because many people studying a language will say, I need to be able to speak. Yes, you do. But most importantly, you need to be able to understand. That's challenge number one. You must understand. Secondly comes speaking, not firstly. Is Chinchon an ugly town or a beautiful town? Is Chinchon an ugly town or a beautiful town? Chinchon is a beautiful town. Chinchon is a beautiful town. It's here in the community of Madrid. If you don't know it, you can look it up. A beautiful small town with a circular square, but that doesn't work. The center of the town is a huge circle with 3 and 4 story buildings. Very, very beautiful. Ask me if geography is an easy or difficult subject for me. Ask me if geography is an easy or difficult subject for me. Fitz, is geography an easy or a difficult subject for you? Is geography an easy or a difficult subject for you? It's an easy subject for me. Why? Because I like it. I love maps. I love looking at maps, atlases. I love that. Am I speaking English or am I speaking French? Am I speaking English or am I speaking French? I'm speaking English. Ask me if I was speaking French the day before yesterday. Ask me if I was speaking French the day before yesterday. Were you speaking French the day before yesterday? Were you speaking French the day before yesterday? Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Ask me if I can speak French. Ask me if I can speak French. Can you speak French? Can you speak French? No, not really. I have a very, very low level of French, but we're in the process of recruiting a French teacher for French classes that we will give. And one of the ways of training him is that he teaches me French and I teach him the Vaughan style. Ask me if it was a good class. Ask me if it was a good class. Was it a good class? Was it a good class? Yes, it was. He's a good teacher. So complete the following sentence using going from and to. Complete the following sentence using going from and to. Ship Barbados, Hawaii. Ship Barbados, Hawaii. The ship is going from Barbados to Hawaii. The ship is going from Barbados to Hawaii. A long journey. They would have to go through the Panama Canal. They have an ashtray where you put, when you're smoking a cigarette, you put the ashes into the ashtray. They have an ashtray, so it's their ashtray. It's their ashtray or it's theirs if we're using the possessive pronoun. What is Germany famous for? What is Germany famous for? Well, Germany is famous for many things, but I suppose we always think of Germany as being famous for its efficiency. It's famous for its efficiency. But it's also a very beautiful country. It's famous for its beauty, with beautiful cities and beautiful towns. And the food is better than you think. And of course, it's also famous for its beer. German beer is very good. What comes after Sunday and before Tuesday? What comes after Sunday and before Tuesday? Monday comes after Sunday and before Tuesday. Monday comes after Sunday and before Tuesday. Are there any magazines in your hand? Are there any magazines in your hand? No, there aren't. Is there any water in your car? Give me a negative answer. Is there any water in your car? No, there isn't. Is there any juice? As in orange juice, pineapple juice. Is there any juice in your fridge? Give me a negative answer. Is there any juice in your fridge? No, there isn't. How many people are there in a quintet? There are 5 people in a quintet. Is Barbados near or far from Hawaii? Barbados is far from Hawaii. Barbados is in the Caribbean, also pronounced Caribbean, and Hawaii is in the Pacific Ocean. So they're in different oceans. What is Max to Alex if Alex is Max's brother-in-law? If Alex is Max's brother-in-law, Max is Alex's brother-in-law. What time is it if the small hand is between the 5 and the 6 and the big hand is on the 6? This reminds me of school. What time is it if the small hand is between the 5 and the 6 and the big hand is on the 6? It's 5:30, or it's 5:30. When is New Year's Day? When is New Year's Day? New Year's Day is on the 1st of January. On. New Year's Day is on the 1st of January. Which ordinal number comes between 5th and 7th? Which ordinal number comes between 5th and 7th? 6th comes between 5th and 7th. 6th comes between 5th and 7th. Now, there are two ways of pronouncing this. I will say 6th, but most people from the southeast of England, including London, will say 6th. It's like sick with a TH at the end. 6th. And it's actually easier to pronounce. What is Alison to Nick if Nick is Alison's grandfather? What is Alison to Nick if Nick is Alison's grandfather? Well, if Nick is Alison's grandfather, Alison is Nick's granddaughter. Alison is Nick's granddaughter. How many fingers are there on one hand? How many fingers are there on one hand? There are 5 fingers on one hand. There are 5 fingers on one hand. What do you call the fingers on your foot? What do you call the fingers on your foot? Toes. One toe, 2 toes. T-O-E, toes. What's the capital of Australia? Australia, not Australia. Australia. What's the capital of Australia? Canberra is the capital of Australia. Canberra is the capital of Australia. What colour are elephants? What colour are elephants? Elephants are grey. Elephants are grey. But ask me if I've ever seen a red elephant. Not a pink elephant. Ask me if I've ever seen a red elephant. Have you ever seen a red elephant? Have you ever seen a red elephant? Yes, I have. A red elephant, yes. Yeah, ask me where I saw the red elephant. Where did you see the red elephant? Well, it was actually plural. There was a herd of them. I saw them in southern Kenya. Because in southern Kenya, you have a lot of red soil, red earth. And so the elephants roll in the earth to clean their skin. And they, when they stand up, they're red. Not bright red, but a kind of dark red. Almost a blood red. Almost a blood red. Where in the United Kingdom is Leeds? Where in the United Kingdom is Leeds? Well, Leeds is in the middle of the United Kingdom, but it's in the north of England. It's in the north of England, in the province, in the county of Yorkshire. What nationality are people from Brazil? What nationality are people from Brazil? People from Brazil are Brazilian. People from Brazil are Brazilian. What is Samantha to Bob if Bob is Samantha's uncle? Bob. Bob is short for Robert. What is Samantha to Bob if Bob is Samantha's uncle? Well, if Bob is Samantha's uncle, Samantha is Bob's niece. Niece. Samantha is Bob's niece. Complete the sentence with going to and from. Bus, Vienna, Prague. Bus, Vienna, Prague. The bus is going from Vienna to Prague. The bus is going from Vienna to Prague. Is there a big park near your house? Is there a big park near your house? Yes, there is. Yes, there is. There's a very big park near my house. Is there a paddle court near your house? Is there a paddle court near your house? No, there isn't. No, there isn't. Are there any shoes on your feet? Are there any shoes on your feet? Yes, there are. Yes, there are. Ask me if I always wear shoes in my house. Ask me if I always wear shoes in my house. Do you always wear shoes in your house? Do you always wear shoes in your house? No, I don't. No, I don't. Ask me why I'm wearing them today. Ask me why I'm wearing them today. Why are you wearing shoes in your house today? Why are you wearing shoes in your house today? Because just a short while ago, I was in my kitchen and I smashed a wine glass and it exploded. So the glass went everywhere. So I put my shoes on and I swept it up. And I'm sure you'll be finding small pieces of glass for quite a while. How many pairs of shoes are there in your house? How many pairs of shoes are there in your house? There are probably 7 or 8 pairs of shoes in my house. Ask me if I need to throw some of them out. Ask me if I need to throw some of them out. Do you need to throw some of them out? Do you need to throw some of them out? Well, maybe I should just get them fixed. Maybe I should get them fixed. Yeah. Ask me if there's a tissue in my pocket, a tissue, a Kleenex. Ask me if there's a tissue in my pocket. Is there a tissue in your pocket? Is there a tissue in your pocket? No, there isn't. No, there isn't. Where in the United States is Portland? Now, of course, there's more than one Portland, but the biggest Portland. Where in the United States is the biggest Portland? The biggest Portland in the United States is in the Northwest. It's in Oregon. But you also have Portland, Maine, which is in the exact opposite of the country in the Northeast. Where's Naomi Campbell from? One of the most famous supermodels. In English, we don't say top model, we say supermodel. Where's Naomi Campbell from? She's from England. She's English. She's from the United Kingdom. Is Madrid a city in Spain or a city in the US? Is Madrid a city in Spain or a city in the US? Well, the main Madrid is a city in Spain, but there are several towns and maybe even small cities called Madrid in the US. I'm wearing clothes. And you? I'm wearing clothes. And you? So am I. So am I. I'm not wearing high heels. And you? I'm not wearing high heels. And you? Neither am I. Neither am I. What comes after Wednesday and before Friday? What comes after Wednesday and before Friday? Thursday comes after Wednesday and before Friday. Thursday comes after Wednesday and before Friday. Let's do a bit of vocabulary work before we take a short break. This is Vocabulary Booklet 3, Vaughan Vocabulary Booklet 3, List 26. And as always, all of these books, and we have some very good deals going on right now. Some very good deals. Some bargains. Some well-priced books on the Vaughan, on the BauganTienda.com website. And this is one of the books I recommend the most. You want to improve your vocabulary? Because it's random. It's random. It'll help you with all sectors of the language. So Vaughan Vocabulary Booklet 3, List 26. Una petición. Una petición. A request. A request. Puente. Puente. Bridge. Like the Simon and Garfunkel song, A Bridge Over Troubled Water. Carácter. Carácter. Character. In English, it has emphasis on the first syllable. Character. Character. Eloquente. Eloquente. Eloquent. Eloquent. Tarifa. Tarifa. Fare. Fare or also rate. Depending. You would pay the fare on a bus. You would pay the fare on a train. But if someone, for example, if you're paying a lawyer or you're paying a professional, you pay them a rate, an hourly rate. La frente. La frente. Forehead. Forehead. Also sometimes pronounced forehead. Grecia. Grecia. Greece. Greece. Garantía. Garantía. Guarantee. Guarantee. Semana Santa. Semana Santa. Now you could call it Easter. Easter week or Holy Week. I wonder what kind of Holy Week we're going to have this year. Impulsivo. Impulsivo. Impulsive. Impulsive. En común. En común. In common. In common. What do you call the two houses of parliament of Britain? What do you call the two houses of parliament? The lower house is the House of Commons and the upper house is the House of Lords. Now, of course, because the United Kingdom is a devolved political entity, you have a parliament in London. You have an assembly in Cardiff in Wales. You have an assembly in Edinburgh in Scotland. And you have an assembly in Belfast. But the main parliament, of course, is in Westminster in London. Minoría. Minoría. Minority. Minority. Organizado. Organizado. Organized. Organized. Puerto de Mar. Puerto de Mar. Port. Port, which is also the beautiful drink from Portugal. One of my favorite drinks. Inmediato, rápido, pronto. Inmediato, rápido, pronto. Prompt. She's a prompt person. She's punctual. Prompt. P-R-O-M-P-T. I expect prompt delivery. I expect prompt attendance. Prompt is also what you do. If I ask Maria a question in a class and Pablo answers, he whispers, shh. He's prompting her. He's prompting her. Teachers should never allow that, by the way. Ferrocarril. Ferrocarril. Railway in British and Irish English. Railroad in American English. Ferrocarril. Railway. Railroad. Espiritu. Espiritu. Spirit. Careful of the pronunciation. Spirit. Not espirit. Spirit. Which is also what we use for hard alcohol. Drinking spirits. Vodka, whiskey, rum. Those are spirits. Talento. Talento. Talent. Talent. He's a talented person. She's a talented person. She has a lot of talent. Lo siguiente. Lo siguiente. The following. Tell him the following. Write down the following. Duplicar. Duplicar. To double. They doubled their sales in 6 months. Subir o elevar. Subir o elevar. To raise. They raise the flag every morning at the military barracks. At the military camp. Advertir. Advertir. To warn. To warn. Stay with me, folks, and I'll be right back.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Vaughn Radio.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Casi un año de pandemia, de malas noticias y de inseguridad. Casi un año sin poder disfrutar de los nuestros. Casi un año esperando una vacuna. Y mientras tanto, en Laboratorios LifeLength seguimos dándote el resultado de tu prueba PCR en el mismo día, como llevamos haciendo casi un año. Reserva ya tu cita online en citacovid.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Que tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de verano es porque no los has enviado con Vaughan. Porque si buscas un campamento en el que se diviertan, pero de verdad, donde además hablen en inglés todo el rato, tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano Vaughan en España. Ávila, Cantabria, Valencia, Guadalajara. Tenemos un montón de destinos disponibles. Para este verano, reserva ya la plaza de tus hijos. En los campamentos de verano de Vaughan, en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com o en tu delegación más cercana.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza. Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. Adán y Eva. Romeo y Julieta. Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program, or welcome to the program if you're just joining us. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining Vaughan Radio for your continued support. Vaughan Radio, Radio Baugan, Radio Baugan. And many people say, well, why do you say Baugan? Because if we say Vaughan, V-A-U-G-H-A-N, people don't know what we're talking about. It's happened to me many times. Where do you work, Fitz? I work in Vaughan. Come on. I work in Baugan. Ah, Baugan. Yeah. So we do it for recognition. We do it it's practical. So, where were we? Yes. Advertir. Advertir. To warn. They warned him. They warned him. They warned him not to do it. They warned him that he was making a mistake. Tendencia. Tendencia. Trend. What are the sales trends like this month? Innecesario. Innecesario, unnecessary. It was an unnecessary thing to do. It was an unnecessary thing to do. Escrito. Escrito. Written. Written. Okay, very good. Let's do a bit of translation work now on still, yet, already, anymore. Now, before we start this, still and anymore are used for continuous activities, not necessarily continuous tenses, continuous activities. The train is still on its way. It's not on its way anymore. Has the train arrived yet? Because when a train only has one point of arrival, when it actually stops on the platform, at the platform, not on the platform, at the platform. Platform and then platform. Platform two. The train to Cadiz is leaving from platform 2 in 5 minutes. So the train, has the train arrived yet? The train has already arrived. The train has already arrived. So let's go. No hemos empezado todavía. No hemos empezado todavía. We haven't started yet. We haven't started yet. Now use the verb to begin. We haven't begun yet. We haven't begun yet. Todavía estamos esperando. Todavía estamos esperando. We're still waiting. We're still waiting. And of course, because still is S plus consonant, you must link it to the previous word. We're still waiting. We're still waiting. ¿Has comido ya? ¿Has comido ya? Have you eaten yet? Have you eaten yet? Now make that a negative question. Make that a negative question. Haven't you eaten yet? Haven't you eaten yet? Ya he comido. Ya he comido. I've already eaten. I've already eaten. No he comido todavía. No he comido todavía. I haven't eaten yet. 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 We want to eliminate that jet sound. We haven't eaten yet. We haven't eaten yet. ¿Has terminado el informe ya? ¿Has terminado el informe ya? Have you finished the report yet? Have you finished the report yet? No lo he terminado todavía. No lo he terminado todavía. I haven't finished it yet. I haven't finished it yet. Ya lo he terminado. Ya lo he terminado. I've already finished it. Finished it, finished it. I've already finished it. Todavía estoy trabajando en ello. Todavía estoy trabajando en ello. I'm still working on it. You must close your mouth. I'm still working on it, not in it. I'm working on the report. I'm still working on it. I'm still working on the car. I'm still repairing it. I'm still working on my Spanish. I'm still improving it. Ya no estoy trabajando en ello. Ya no estoy trabajando en ello. I'm not working on it anymore. I'm not working on it anymore. Still, anymore. Still, anymore. Already, yet. Already, yet. Sigue saliendo con ella, using a phrasal verb. Sigue saliendo con ella. Are you still going out with her? Are you still going out with her? Todavía salgo con ella. Todavía salgo con ella. I'm still going out with her. I'm still going out with her. Ya no salgo con ella. Ya no salgo con ella. I'm not going out with her anymore. I'm not going out with her anymore. Ya la he dejado. Ya la he dejado. I've already left her. I've already left her. No la he dejado todavía. No la he dejado todavía. I haven't left her yet. I haven't left her yet. Ha llegado ya el tren. Ha llegado ya el tren. Has the train arrived yet? Has the train arrived yet? Now, what is the name of the Japanese parliament? The parliament in Japan. It's called the Diet. The Diet. Has the train arrived yet? Has the train arrived yet? No ha llegado todavía. No ha llegado todavía. It hasn't arrived yet. It hasn't arrived yet. Todavía está en camino. Todavía está en camino. It's still on the way. It's still on the way. Now, careful. What's the difference between on the way and in the way? On the way means traveling to a place. In the way means an obstacle. The car is in the way. The car is in the way. We can't get out. The car is on the way means the car is coming. Ya he llegado. Ya ha llegado. Ya ha llegado. It's already arrived. It has already arrived. It's already arrived. Ya no está en camino. Ya no está en camino. It's not on the way anymore. It's not on the way anymore. Todavía me quieres. Todavía me quieres. Do you still love me? Do you still love me? Todavía te quiero. Todavía te quiero. Ya no te quiero. Sorry. Yeah. Ya no te quiero. I don't love you anymore. I don't love you anymore. ¿Le has visto ya? ¿Le has visto ya? Have you seen him yet? Have you seen him yet? Have you seen him yet? So, still, yet, already, anymore. Remember, still is positive for continuous concepts, not necessarily continuous verb tenses, continuous concepts. The train is still on its way. Anymore is the opposite for negative continuous concepts. The train isn't on its way anymore. Already is for single concepts, once off concepts. Has the train has already arrived. The train has already arrived. And yet is the opposite. The train hasn't arrived yet. The train hasn't arrived yet. Let's do some practice with the present perfect and past simple. Now you might say, oh, but we did this yesterday. Yeah. And so you have to do it again. You don't stop doing something just because you've done it before. And you must master these two verb tenses. We're also going to mix them with there were and there have been. So, one of the most important constructions in the English language, just like I, H-A-Y, is in Spanish, is there plus to be. And we're mixing this with simple past and present perfect. Why are they important verb tenses? Because we use them all the time. We spend as much time talking about the past and something that started in the past and is still continuing. For all kinds of reasons. For example, for business. Have sales grown this month? Have sales fallen this month? Has income increased this month? Or has income decreased this month? Have costs increased this month? There you go. How many thunderstorms were there in Madrid last week? Answer with one. How many thunderstorms were there in Madrid last week? There was one thunderstorm in Madrid last week. There was one thunderstorm in Madrid last week. And so far this week, there's been one thunderstorm in Madrid so far this week. There's been one thunderstorm in Madrid so far this week. Good. Now answer the same question in the present perfect with two. There have been two thunderstorms in Madrid so far this week. There have been two thunderstorms in Madrid so far this week. How many fires were there in this office last year? How many fires were there in this office last year? One. There was one fire in this office last year. There was one fire in this office last year. And so far this year, there's been one fire in this office so far this year. There's been one fire in this office so far this year. Now, this often happens, but if you are listening through and watching through Instagram and sometimes you request to be in the live video for technical reasons, I can't do this, but keep listening and thank you for joining. Now, interesting thing. In English, we have the word fire. And in Spanish, you have two words. You have incendio and you have fuego. But in English, we use just one. How many strikes? Careful of the word strikes. How many strikes were there in this company last month? How many strikes were there in this company last month? One. There was one strike in this company last month. There was one strike in this company last month. And so far this month, there's been one strike in this company so far this month. There's been one strike in this company so far this month. Now, ask me if my father dealt with a lot of strikes in his professional life. Ask me if my father dealt with a lot of strikes in his professional life. Did your father deal with a lot of strikes in his professional life? Did your father deal with a lot of strikes in his professional life? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. For several years, he was the Irish Minister for Labour, the work minister. And this was in the late 70s, early 80s, when Ireland had a lot of problems with unemployment. The economy was really going quite badly. And there were a lot of strikes of public entities. And at one stage, he was dealing with the National Bus Workers Union, bus drivers and bus conductors. The bus conductor was, I suppose, what you had here in Spain too. You had the driver who drove and the conductor took the money and gave you tickets. And so there was a big strike. And of course, this paralyzed the country. And so probably there was more than one trade union. In British and Irish English, we would say trade union. In American English, they would say labor union. The most famous labor union in the United States is the Teamsters. Which if you've seen the Martin Scorsese film, The Irishman, you'll know what I'm talking about. And so he had to bring these people together. The managers of the company, which was called CIE at the time, which was state owned, and the unions. And his job was to make them negotiate. And so a couple of different things happened. One, he would sometimes talk to the employers and the trade union together and sometimes separately. And this was going on for weeks. And there were a lot of, this was a typical thing in Ireland at the time and Britain too, a lot of strikes, a lot of long strikes that did a lot of damage. And you needed to be a good negotiator. He was a good negotiator. So at one stage, one of the leaders of the bus union, the strike was about pay, of course, and conditions, and the leader of the bus union put his foot on the table and said to my father, look, we're doing so badly for money that I have a hole in my shoe and I can't get new shoes. And immediately my father did the same thing. He put his own shoe on the table and he also had a hole in the sole of his shoe. And he said, come on, it's not that we don't have enough money, it's just you and I, we don't have the time nor the interest to go and buy ourselves a pair of shoes. And then to solve the strike, it wasn't getting solved, so he said to the two groups, he put them in a room, and he said, now, I have the key. I'm locking the door of this room, and you're not coming out until there's a solution. And that's exactly what he did. Now, I think this was in the late 70s, early 80s. I don't think you'd get away with that now, because of mobile phones, etc., but he locked them in the room and they solved the strike. The strike was stopped. How many explosions were there in this office last year? How many explosions were there in this office last year? One. There was one explosion in this office last year. There was one explosion in this office last year. And so far this year. And so far this year. There's been one explosion in this office so far this year. There's been one explosion in this office so far this year. How many earthquakes were there in Spain last week? How many earthquakes were there in Spain last week? Maybe I should say last month. How many earthquakes were there in Spain last month? How many earthquakes were there in Spain last month? Well, there were several. There were several earthquakes in the Granada region. And so far this month. And so far this month. Now, as far as I know, there have been no earthquakes in Spain so far this month. There have been no earthquakes in the Spain so far this month. Now, what word do you use for a very slight earthquake? We say tremor. T-R-E-M-O-R, which is also when your hand shakes. A tremor. How many forest fires were there in Spain last week? How many forest fires were there in Spain last week? I don't think there were any forest fires in Spain last week. I don't think there were any forest fires in Spain last week. And so far this week. And so far this week, give me a negative answer. There haven't been any forest fires in Spain so far this week. There haven't been any forest fires in Spain so far this week. How many floods? F-L-O-O-D in the singular, F-L-O-O-D-S in the plural. How many floods, not floats, floods. How many floods were there in Spain last week? How many floods were there in Spain last week? One. There was one flood in Spain last week. There was one flood in Spain last week. And so far this week, there's been one flood in Spain so far this week. There's been one flood in Spain so far this week. Now, how do you say sangre in English? Sangre. Blood. B-L-O-O-D. But even though there are two O's, it's not blood. It's blood. Blood. How many offers were there last year to buy this company? How many offers were there last year to buy this company? One. There was one offer last year to buy this company. There was one offer last year to buy this company. And so far this year? And so far this year? There's been one offer to buy this company so far this year. There's been one offer to buy this company so far this year. How many important meetings were there in this room yesterday? Answer with several. Several. How many important meetings were there in this room yesterday? There were several important meetings in this room yesterday. There were several important meetings in this room yesterday. And so far today? And so far today? There have been several important meetings in this room so far today. There have been several important meetings in this room so far today. How many bomb threats were there here last month? How many bomb threats were there here last month? One. There was one bomb threat here last month. There was one bomb threat here last month. So, how many bomb threats were there here last month? There was one bomb threat here last month. And so far this month? And so far this month? There's been one bomb threat here so far this month. There's been one bomb threat here so far this month. How many Americans were there in your office yesterday? How many Americans were there in your office yesterday? One. There was one American in my office yesterday. There was one American in my office yesterday. Now remember, in English, when we say American, we mean a citizen of the United States and a U.S. passport holder. And when we talk about North Americans, we usually mean Canadians, Americans, and Mexicans. But Americans, citizens of the United States. So how many Americans were there in your office yesterday? There was one American, or there was an American in my office yesterday. And so far today? And so far today? There's been one American in my office so far today. There's been one American in my office so far today. How many golf tournaments were there on TV last week? How many golf tournaments were there on TV last week? One. There was one golf tournament on TV last week. There was one golf tournament on TV last week. And so far this week, there have been Sorry, there has been, because it's one. There has been one golf tournament on TV so far this week. Now, ask me if golf is a popular sport in Ireland. Is golf a popular sport in Ireland? Yes, it is. It's not one of the most popular sports, but as a leisure activity, it's quite popular. I know many, many Irish people who play golf. I know very few Spanish people who play golf, although Spain has a history of producing fantastic golfers. My favorite, of course, and American people who like sport of a certain age, like myself, British people, Irish people, you ask them who their favorite Spanish golfer of all time is, and they'll mostly will say Seve Ballesteros, as we called him. We didn't know that the double L was a Y sound, so we called him Ballesteros, Seve Ballesteros. Severiano Ballesteros was many people's introduction to golf. This young, handsome, charismatic guy, who of course was very spontaneous also in the way that he played. People like how he played. Then of course you have Olazabal, you've Sergio Garcia, and you've John Ram now, who's an excellent young golfer also from the north of Spain. But here in Spain, I think I know two people who play golf. How many good films were there in Madrid last month? One. There was one good film in Madrid last month. And so far this month. How many hurricanes? Now, an American might pronounce it as a hurricane, and I'd say hurricane. How many hurricanes were there in Madrid last year? One. There was one hurricane in Madrid last year. And so far this year. There's been one hurricane in Madrid so far this year. Now, let's finish off with a review of the still yet already anymore list, translation list that we did earlier. Now, again, some people write to me and ask, Fitz, what book is this from? This is from a series of books. There are three of them called the Focus Pack. Focus Pack. So they're translation lists with a grammar focus. So, for example, the translation booklet doesn't have a focus because it's based on conversational English. It's based on improving your conversational fluency. And that's the book I recommend more than any other. But other books that I recommend are the Student Manual, the Vocabulary Booklet, English O'Clock, the Focus Pack, and for higher levels, I'd recommend Habla Inglés Como Un Nativo. These are the books that I use exclusively on the radio. So, here we go. Still yet, already anymore. No hemos empezado todavía. We haven't started yet. Or, we haven't begun yet. Todavía estamos esperando. We're still waiting. ¿Has comido ya? Have you eaten yet? And how do you say no in Russian? Niet. Have you eaten yet? Ya he comido. I've already eaten. ¿Has terminado el informe ya? Have you finished the report yet? No lo he terminado todavía. I haven't finished it yet. Ya lo he terminado. I've already finished it. Todavía estoy trabajando en ello. I'm still working on it. Ya no estoy trabajando en ello. I'm not working on it anymore. ¿Sigue saliendo con ella? Are you still going out with her? Todavía salgo con ella. I'm still going out with her. Ya no salgo con ella. I'm not going out with her anymore. Ya la he dejado. I've already left her. No la he dejado todavía. I haven't left her yet. ¿Ha llegado ya el tren? Has the train arrived yet? Don't forget about the Japanese parliament, the diet. Has the train arrived yet? No ha llegado todavía. It hasn't arrived yet. Todavía está en camino. It's still on the way. Ya ha llegado. It's already arrived. With a strong V. It's already arrived. Ya no está en camino. It's not on the way anymore. Todavía me quieres? Do you still love me? Todavía te quiero. I still love you. Ice. Hielo. Ice. I still love you. Ya no te quiero. I don't love you anymore. That's it for today, folks. We'll end on that sad note. Have a great day. Have a great morning. And I will see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Baugan.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct